10 top masters, 10 masters, and junior masters. This weekend brings with it a new upper echelon of checkers players. The American Pool Checker Association had its national tournament this week in Memphis. That's checkers, with a capital C that rhymes with P that stands for pool. Irvin Smith is president of the American Pool Checker Association, joins us now from the studios of member station WKNO in Memphis. Mr. Smith, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And how is American Pool Checkers different from checkers?
In straight checkers, you pretty much jump straight toward the king row. Mm-hmm. But in our game, you can go in any direction that's going to benefit you.
How many folks are there in Memphis playing checkers?
We thought we'd have about 110, 115. We ended up with 103.
They're from all over the country?
From all over the country.
Forgive me for not knowing, but is there a regional hotbed of checker mastery?
Yes, Atlanta, Georgia is a very hotbed, and we have a lot of strong players in Durham, North Carolina. Detroit is where our game, more or less, the American Pool Checker Association was formed in 1967 in Detroit, Michigan. Before then, it was very loosely games played in barber shops, shoe shops, stores, places like that, back alleys. But we thought that we wanted to be organized as an association. So in 1967, a group of people came together in Detroit and formed the American Pool Checker Association.
Is there a time limit for moves?
Normally, locally, when there's no tournament involved and therefore no prizes and competition, guys take as long as they want. But very much in our association, we try to say a move should take place within 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Mm-hmm,
so you can take 29 minutes and 55 seconds just to move a checker piece?
Yes. Isn't that amazing? And I have seen it done so long until one player will come up to the referee, whoever's running the tournament, and say, this guy has forfeited a game because he's taken more than 30 minutes to move.
You're a top master.
Yes, sir.
And what does that mean?
Guys at the top master level are guys who have studied checker books. They have looked at the Russian books. The Russians tend to be the better checker players, and so on and so forth. In other words, a top master is a person who's a student of the game.
So Russians are good at checkers, too, huh?
Yes, and they, for a long time, they had checkers as a part of their academic curriculum all through their school system, which is what if I had my deepest dream about checkers, it would be that chess and checkers, any kind of board thinking game like that, would be a part of the curriculum in every school in the United States of America. I just think that would be such a great discipline tool. I think a lot of the disciplinary problems come because students don't think. And what checkers is a thinking game, is to set two people down in front of each other and see which one can outthink the other.
Now, just between you and me and the IRS, anybody ever play for money?
Yes. Oh, yes. A whole lot of the guys play for money all the time.
Be careful.
Well,
you're supposed to pay taxes on your winnings. We will, for anyone listening at home. Yes.
Well, that is true. But the trash talk comes about that way when two guys challenge each other so much. I tell you what, you think you're so good. Put up some money. I'll see how really good you are.
Is there such thing as a pool checkers hustler, you know, a guy who comes into
your
community center?
Yes, there are. In the old days, we pretty much had that. See, that was another reason why we started the association and had tournaments every year, so that you could cut out a lot of that guys hustling, going from town to town and challenging to a game. And, you know, he come up and play a sleeper like, oh, man, I wish I could learn how to play this game. And you know he's an ace, you know, he's an ace, but he's trying to hide that until you get your socks beat off and you don't know why.
Mr. Smith, one last question.
Yeah.
Are there any lessons for life in pool checkers?
I think there are. And see, that's why I said I wish it was in the curriculum. I think it teaches you fair play. Mm-hmm. I think it teaches you patience. I think it teaches you problem solving. I think it teaches you good sportsmanship. I think it teaches you respect for life. I just find this game to have been such a compliment in my life. So that's how much I love the game, and I wish every person in the world knew how to play checkers. I think they would learn a lot of lessons of life, because all of life is a problem to be solved every day.
Well, Mr. Smith, nice talking to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Irvin Smith is president of the American Pool Checker Association. King me.